General Conference is for you. Speaking of this General Conference, President Monson said, "We are here to learn." He went on to say, "Should there be changes which need to be made in your life, may you find the incentive and the courage to do so as you listen to the inspired words which will be spoken." This section points out messages especially pertinent to youth and can help as you study General Conference. You can also view video, download MP3s, or read the text of Conference online at conference.lds.org. Words of the Prophet, President Thomas S. Monson. Safety in your teens. No one has described the teenage years as being easy. They are often years of insecurity, a feeling as though you just don't measure up, of trying to find your place with your peers, of trying to fit in. This is a time when you're becoming more independent and perhaps desire more freedom than your parents are willing to give you right now. There are also prime years when Satan will tempt you and will do his utmost to entice you from the path which will lead you back to that heavenly home from which you came and back to your loved ones there and back to your heavenly Father. The world around you is not equipped to provide the help you need to make it through this often treacherous journey. So many in our society today seem to have slipped from the moorings of safety and drifted from the harbor of peace. Is there a way to safety? Is there an escape from threat and destruction? The answer is a resounding yes. I counsel you to look to the lighthouse of the Lord. It calls, "This way to safety, this way to home." It sends forth signals of light easily seen and never failing. If followed, those signals will guide you back to your heavenly home. Besides attending your Sunday meetings and your weeknight activities, when you have the chance to be involved in seminary, take advantage of that opportunity. When God speaks. One of the greatest and most valuable lessons we can learn in mortality is that when God speaks and a man obeys, that man will always be right. A wartime miracle. Miracles are everywhere to be found when the priesthood is understood. Its power is honored and used properly, and faith is exerted. President Monson shares the story of one such miracle in a wartime miracle at lds.org/go/72A. Agency in our actions. Clearly, one primary purpose of our existence upon the earth is to obtain a body of flesh and bones. We have also been given the gift of agency. In a thousand ways, we are privileged to choose for ourselves. Here we learn from the hard taskmaster of experience. We discern between good and evil. We differentiate as to the bitter and the sweet. We discover that there are consequences attached to our actions. Because of seminary. Some years ago, I was on a board of directors with a fine man who had been extremely successful in life. I was impressed with his integrity and his loyalty to the church. I learned that he had gained a testimony and had joined the church because of seminary. When he married, his wife had been a lifelong member of the church. He belonged to no church. Through the years and despite her efforts, he showed no interest in attending church with his wife and children. And then he began driving two of his daughters to early morning seminary. He would remain in the car while they had their class, and then he would drive them to school. One day it was raining, and one of his daughters said, "Come in, Dad, you can sit in the hall." He accepted the invitation. The door to the classroom was open, and he began to listen. His heart was touched. For the rest of that school year, he attended seminary with his daughters, which led eventually to his membership and a lifetime of activity in the church. Let seminary help build and strengthen your testimony. Eternal joy awaits. It is the celestial glory which we seek. It is in the presence of God we desire to dwell. It is a forever family in which we want membership. Such blessings are earned through a lifetime of striving, seeking, repenting, and finally succeeding. Where did we come from? Why are we here? Where do we go after this life? No longer need these universal questions remain unanswered. Our Heavenly Father rejoices for those who keep His commandments. He is concerned also for the lost child, the tardy teenager, the wayward youth, the delinquent parent. Tenderly the Master speaks to these, and indeed to all. Come back, come up, come in. Come home, come unto me. I testify to you that He lives, and that He awaits our triumphant return.
I thought President Thomas S. Monson's Sunday morning talk was really good. It made me think how much I just get caught up in life and don't take the time to slow down and think. I think every one of us can improve in that aspect of our life. Let's all just pause for a moment and be grateful. Jerrica M., 15, Utah, USA.
Read more. For complete text of President Monson's conference addresses, go to conference.lds.org. General Conferences for You continued. A focus on faith, President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency. Faith in Christ, the particle of faith most precious and which you should protect and use to whatever extent you can as faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Moroni taught the power of that faith this way, and neither at any time hath any wrought miracles until after their faith, wherefore they first believed in the Son of God. Ether chapter 12, verse 18. A foundation of faith. A foundation of faith takes time to build. If the foundation of faith is not embedded in our hearts, the power to endure will crumble. That solid basis for a foundation of faith is personal integrity. It is never too late to strengthen the foundation of faith. You can do it wherever you are and however alone and deserted you may feel. Blessings of faith. If we have faith in Jesus Christ, the hardest as well as the easiest times in life can be a blessing. In all conditions, we can choose the right with the guidance of the Spirit. We have the gospel of Jesus Christ to shape and guide our lives if we choose it. And with prophets revealing to us our place in the plan of salvation, we can live with perfect hope and a feeling of peace. We never need to feel that we are alone or unloved in the Lord's service because we never are. We can feel the love of God. The Savior has promised angels on our left and on our right to bear us up. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 88, and He always keeps His word. A focus on the temple. There is nothing that will come into your family as important as the sealing blessings. There is nothing more important than honoring the marriage and family covenants you will make in the temples of God. A testimony of the prophet and the priesthood. Gain and keep a sure witness that the keys of the priesthood are with us and held by the president of the church. Pray for that every day. The answer will come with an increase in your feelings of hope and with greater happiness in your service. You will be more cheerful and optimistic.
Heavenly Father constantly reminds us of His infinite love. Throughout conference, I could see and hear my Heavenly Father through His apostles. I could also sense that He is aware of me and what I am going through and that I'm never alone. Neither is anyone alone. I was fortified to see that there are indeed angels watching over us. Esmeralda V., 18, Alabama, USA.
Read more. For a complete text of President Eyring's conference addresses, go to conference.lds.org. General Conferences for You continued. Kindness and Fundamentals, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. Judge Not. This topic of judging others could actually be taught in a two-word sermon when it comes to hating, gossiping, ignoring, ridiculing, holding grudges, or wanting to cause harm. Please apply the following. Stop it. It's that simple. We simply have to stop judging others and replace judgmental thoughts and feelings with a heart full of love for God and His children. God is our Father. We are His children. We are all brothers and sisters. Let us be kind. Let us forgive. Let us talk peacefully with each other. Let the love of God fill our hearts. Let us do good unto all men. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. We are not perfect. The people around us are not perfect. People do things that annoy, disappoint, and anger. In this mortal life, it will always be that way. Nevertheless, we must let go of our grievances. Part of the purpose of mortality is to learn how to let go of such things. That is the Lord's way. Remember, heaven is filled with those who have this in common. They are forgiven and they forgive. The basics of faith. We need to be constantly reminded of the eternal reasons behind the things we are commanded to do. The basic gospel principles need to be part of our life's fabric, even if it means learning them over and over again. That doesn't mean that this process should be rote or boring. Rather, when we teach the foundational principles in our homes or in church, let the flame of enthusiasm for the gospel and the fire of testimony bring light, warmth, and joy to the hearts of those we teach. There are times when we have to step into the darkness in faith, confident that God will place solid ground beneath our feet once we do. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we will learn from our mistakes. If we stumble, we will rise. If we falter, we will go on. We will never waver. We will never give up.
President Uchtdorf's talk was an answer to my prayers. Sometimes it's so easy to get mad at people, but if we consistently practice viewing everyone with God's love in mind, our hearts can change. That's the best part about the atonement. We have the power to change and be more like our Savior every day. President Uchtdorf really put it in perspective. It is the merciful who obtain mercy. Heather H., 18, Utah, USA.
Read more. For a complete text of President Uchtdorf's conference addresses, go to conference.lds.org.
Relationships with others. An expression of kindness. Two young missionaries knocked on a door, hoping to find someone to receive their message. The door opened, and a rather large man greeted them in a less than friendly voice. "I thought I told you not to knock on my door again. I warned you before that if you ever came back, it would not be a pleasant experience. Now, leave me alone." He quickly closed the door. As the elders walked away, the older, more experienced missionary put his arm on the younger missionary's shoulder to comfort and encourage him. Unknown to them, the man watched them through the window to be sure they understood his message. He fully expected to see them laugh and make light of his curt response to their attempted visit. However, as he witnessed the expression of kindness between the two missionaries, his heart was instantly softened. He reopened the door and asked the missionaries to come back and share their message with him. This principle of having love one to another and developing our ability to be Christ-centered in how we think, speak, and act is fundamental in becoming disciples of Christ and teachers of His gospel. Elder Paul E. Kolliker of the 70. Act on promptings. If we will pray and ask Heavenly Father who we can help and promise to act on the promptings He gives us, letting us know how we can help, He will answer our prayers and we will become instruments in His hands to do His work. As you act on a prompting and do it with love, watch as our Heavenly Father uses your willingness to act to bring about a miracle in your life and in the life of the person you care about. Elder David F. Evans of the 70. Jump in and help. If you come upon a person who is drowning, would you ask if they need help? Or would it be better to just jump in and save them from the deepening waters? The offer, while well-meaning and often given, "Let me know if I can help," is really no help at all. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Presidency of the 70. Envy. There are going to be times in our lives when someone else gets an unexpected blessing or receives some special recognition. May I plead with us not to be hurt, and certainly not to feel envious when good fortune comes to another person. We are not diminished when someone else is added upon. We are not in a race against each other to see who is the wealthiest or the most talented or the most beautiful or even the most blessed. The race we are really in is the race against sin, and surely envy is one of the most universal of those. Coveting, pouting, or tearing others down does not elevate your standing, nor does demeaning someone else improve your self-image. So be kind and be grateful that God is kind. It is a happy way to live. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Family, a priority. The most important cause of our lifetime is our families. If we will devote ourselves to this cause, We will improve every other aspect of our lives and will become, as a people and as a church, an example and a beacon for all peoples of the earth. May I suggest that we prioritize, put everything you do outside the home in subjection to and in support of what happens inside your home. Organize your personal lives to provide time for prayer and scriptures and family activity. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. A key to facing trials. Many of you have already discovered the great transforming truth that when you live to lift the burdens of others, your own burdens become lighter. Although circumstances may not have changed, your attitude has. You are able to face your own trials with greater acceptance, a more understanding heart, and deeper gratitude for what you have, rather than pining for what you yet lack. Elder David S. Baxter of the 70. Family time. Family time is sacred time and should be protected and respected. We urge our members to show devotion to their families. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
I really enjoyed this conference. You could just feel the power in everything that was being said. When they were talking about family, service, a change of heart, forgiveness, and so many other powerful topics, I could just feel the truth of the words they were saying. The power of pure and honest doctrine. How blessed we are to live when the world is in need of truth, and we are given the opportunity to be the ones to help bring the world this light. Carol J., 17, Idaho, USA.
The biggest impression I had was that we need to make sure we can use our homes as safe havens from the world. We need to try to keep contention and hatred out of our homes because it drives the spirit away. We have been told that home can be a heaven on earth only if we are filled with love. Another thing I found profound is the value of souls and that by saving one soul, we can save thousands. Nathan A., 14, Idaho, USA.
General Conference is for you. Continued. Inspiration and guidance. I want to come back. Not long ago, I was in South Africa visiting a home with Thabiso, the first assistant in the priest quorum in the Kagiso ward. Thabiso and his bishop, who presides and holds the keys for the quorum, had been praying for quorum members who were less active, seeking inspiration about whom to visit and how to help them. They felt prompted to visit the home of Tabello, and they invited me to go with them. Once we made it past the ferocious guard dog, we found ourselves in the living room with Tabello, a calm-spirited young man who had stopped attending church because he had become busy doing other things on Sundays. The words of Thabiso made the difference in the visit. "I enjoyed so much talking to you all the time at church," he said. "You always have kind words for me. And you know, our soccer team has basically disappeared now that we don't have you. You are so good at it." "I am sorry," Tabello answered. "I will come back with you guys." "That will be awesome," said Thabiso. "And do you remember how we used to prepare to serve as missionaries? Can we start doing that again?" "Yes," repeated Tabello. "I want to come back." Adrian Ochoa, second counselor in the Young Men General Presidency. Answers to Prayers. If you feel that God has not answered your prayers, ponder these scriptures. Then carefully look for evidence in your own life that he may have already answered you. Sometimes the discovery of what action to take may require significant effort and trust on your part. Yet you will be prompted to know what to do as you meet the conditions for such divine guidance in your life, namely, obedience to the commandments of the Lord, trust in his divine plan of happiness, and the avoidance of anything that is contrary to it. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Be of good cheer. Our doctrine is clear. We are to be positive and of good cheer. We emphasize our faith, not our fears. We rejoice in the Lord's assurance that he will stand by us and give us guidance and direction. See Doctrine and Covenants, Section 68, verse 6.
The Holy Ghost testifies to our hearts that we have a loving Father in heaven, whose merciful plan for our redemption will be fulfilled in every aspect because of the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Our daily question. Our daily question must be, do my actions place me in the Lord's or in the enemy's territory? The light of Christ, together with the companionship of the Holy Ghost, must help us determine if our manner of living is placing us in the Lord's territory or not. If our attitudes are good, they are inspired of God, for every good thing comes from God. However, if our attitudes are bad, we are being influenced by the enemy because he persuades men to do evil. Elder Ulysses Soares of the 70. Why ask? One of the great lessons that each of us needs to learn is to ask. Why does the Lord want us to pray to Him and to ask? Because that is how revelation is received. Elder Richard G. Scott of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
When Elder Richard G. Scott spoke about listening to the promptings of the Holy Ghost, it answered a question of mine. What am I doing wrong that I can't receive an answer to my prayer? He answered it, fasting and feasting on the Scriptures. I should have thought of that first, but I wasn't looking with my spiritual eyes. Taylor L., age 17, Utah, USA.
I really felt the importance of family, acting on promptings, and the blessings of the Holy Ghost if we strive to be righteous. I feel enlightened and excited at the prospect of things I can improve in my own life, and a new determination to share the light of the gospel with others. Marilla W., 17, Alberta, Canada.
I noticed that a lot of the speakers mentioned prayer. Prayer is so powerful and necessary for us here on earth. We can communicate to God through it, and it will bless us tremendously. Rachel A., 16, Arizona, USA.
General Conference is for you. Continued. Discipleship and Duty. More important than a grade. In the Philippines, I met Karen, who shared an experience she had as a Laurel while studying for a bachelor's degree in hotel and restaurant management. A teacher required that every student learn to make and taste the variety of drinks that would be served in their restaurants. Some of the drinks contained alcohol, and Karen knew it was against the Lord's commandments for her to taste them. In the face of serious consequences, Karen found courage to arise and shine forth, and she did not partake of the drinks. Karen explained, "My teacher approached me and asked me why I was not drinking. He said, 'Miss Karen, how will you know the flavor and pass this important subject if you do not at least taste the drinks?' I told him that I am a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and as members, we do not drink things that are harmful to us. Whatever he expected of me, even if it meant receiving a failing grade, I would understand, but I would not fail to live my personal standards." Weeks passed, and nothing more was said about that day. At the end of the semester, Karen knew her final grade would reflect her refusal to taste the drinks. She hesitated to look at her grade, but when she did, she discovered that she had received the highest grade in the class. She said, "I learned through this experience that God will surely bless us when we follow Him. I also know that even if I had received a failing grade, I would not regret what I had done. I know that I will never fail in the Lord's sight when I choose to do what I know to be the right thing." Anne M. Dibb, Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. Deliverance. We can be delivered from the ways of evil and wickedness by turning to the teachings of the Holy Scriptures. The Savior is the great deliverer, for He delivers us from death and from sin. See Romans chapter 11, verse 26, and 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 12. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Qualify now. It is difficult for youth to understand how present actions will prepare them for or disqualify them from future service opportunities. The purpose of both temporal and spiritual self-reliance is to get ourselves on higher ground so that we can lift others in need.
Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
Your discipleship. Jesus asked the Pharisees, "What think ye of Christ?" Matthew chapter 22, verse 42. In the final assessment, our personal discipleship will not be judged by friends or foes. Rather, as Paul said, we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. Romans chapter 14, verse 10. At that day, the important question for each of us will be, "What think Christ of me?" Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Fully converted. The Lord wants the members of His church to be fully converted to His gospel. This is the only sure way to have spiritual safety now and happiness forever. Elder Donald L. Hallstrom of the Presidency of the 70. Our daily challenge. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever, but we are not. Each day, ours is the challenge to access the power of the atonement so that we can truly change, become more Christ-like, and qualify for the gift of exaltation and live eternally with God, Jesus Christ, and our families. Elder Russell M. Nelson of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Reflect and record. As we seek answers from God, we feel the still small voice whisper to our spirits. These feelings, these impressions, are so natural and so subtle that we may overlook them or attribute them to reason or intuition. These individualized messages testify of God's personal love and concern for each of His children and their personal mortal missions. Daily reflecting upon and recording the impressions that come from the Spirit serve the dual purposes of helping us, one, to recognize our personal encounters with the divine, and two, to preserve them for ourselves and our posterity. Recording them is also a formal recognition and acknowledgement of our gratitude to God. Elder Paul B. Piper of the 70. Our sacrifices. For most followers of Christ, our sacrifices involve what we can do on a day-to-day basis in our ordinary personal lives. Just as the atoning sacrifice of Jesus Christ is at the center of the plan of salvation, we followers of Christ must make our own sacrifices to prepare for the destiny that plan provides for us. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
Every talk was amazing. I felt a special spirit during each one of them. Though I loved all the talks, Elder Perry's was my favorite. The way he taught that the Book of Mormon has a theme of deliverance really struck me. That was something I had never noticed before, and I felt a strong feeling that it was true. Jordan B., age 17, South Carolina, USA.
I really enjoyed listening to Elder Neil L. Anderson's talk about being a disciple of Christ. If I become a better disciple of Christ, then I'm arising and shining forth. Jennifer G., 16, Texas, USA.
Video highlights. For short video clips of conference messages for youth, go to lds.org/go/52b.
General Conferences for You continued. Aaronic Priesthood, Duty and Power. Authority and Power. Worthiness and Willingness, Not Experience, Expertise or Education, are the qualifications for priesthood ordination. A boy or a man may receive priesthood authority by the laying on of hands, but will have no priesthood power if he is disobedient, unworthy, or unwilling to serve. Priesthood holders, young and old, need both authority and power, the necessary permission, and the spiritual capacity to represent God in the work of salvation. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Responsibility to rescue. Reactivation has always been an important part of the work of the Lord. While the rescue is a responsibility of every member, holders of the Aaronic and Melchizedek priesthood have the responsibility to lead out in this work. After all, that is what priesthood service is all about, bringing all people to the exalting covenants, bringing peace, happiness, and self-worth. Bishop Richard C. Edgley, former first counselor in the presiding bishopric. Worthy to act. As we perform our duties and exercise our priesthood, we will find true joy. We will experience the satisfaction of having completed our tasks. I urge you to contemplate those duties and then do all within your power to fulfill them. In order to do so, each must be worthy. Let us have ready hands, clean hands and willing hands, that we may participate in providing what our Heavenly Father would have others receive from Him. President Thomas S. Monson, use the power of God. Let me ask you a question that I hope you will carry in your heart for the rest of your life. What greater power can you acquire on earth than the priesthood of God? What power could possibly be greater than the capacity to assist our Heavenly Father in changing the lives of your fellow man, to help them along the pathway of eternal happiness by being cleansed of sin and wrongdoing? The Church has given you the Duty to God booklet as a resource to help you learn and fulfill your duties. Study it often. Get on your knees, away from technology, and seek the Lord's guidance, and then arise and use the power of God. Adriana Koa, Second Counselor in the Young Men General Presidency. Video. Brother Akoa talks about how to remain worthy of and stand up boldly in your priesthood duty in a short video at lds.org/go/52c. The Sacrament. When young men prepare, bless, and pass the sacrament in worthiness and reverence, they literally follow the example of the Savior at the Last Supper and become like Him. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles.
My favorite session was the priesthood session. My favorite talk was by Elder David A. Bednar. It stood out to me, and I hope to put his words to use every day of my life. Christopher K., age 15, Alaska, USA.
Shine forth as young women. Divine light. Your beauty, your shine, does not lie in makeup, gooey cream, or the latest clothing or hairstyles. It lies in your personal purity. When you live the standards and qualify for the constant companionship of the Holy Ghost, you can have a powerful impact in the world. Your example, even the light in your eyes, will influence others who see your shine, and they will want to be like you. Where do you get this light? The Lord is the light. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 46. A divine light comes into your eyes and countenances when you draw close to your Heavenly Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Elaine S. Dalton, Young Women General President. Seek learning. God gave you moral agency and the opportunity to learn while on earth, and He has a work for you to do. To accomplish this work, you have an individual responsibility to seek learning. The key to your future can be found in the new For the Strength of Youth booklet, under the Standard of Education, and in the Young Women Value of Knowledge. Mary N. Cook, First Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. Strength for you. One of the greatest ways we can arise and shine forth is to confidently obey the commandments of God. We learn of these commandments in the Scriptures, from modern-day prophets, and within the pages of the booklet For the Strength of Youth. Each of you should have your own copy. On my personal copy, I have circled the words for and you. This simple act reminds me that these standards are not just general guidelines. They are specifically for me. I hope you will take the time to circle those words on your own booklet, read it cover to cover, and feel the Spirit testify that the standards are for you as well. N. M. Dibb, Second Counselor in the Young Women General Presidency. Young Women Theme. Believe in the words you say each week as you recite the Young Women Theme. Think about the meaning of those words. There is truth there. Strive always to live the values which are set forth. These are beautiful gospel truths, and by following them, you will be happier throughout your life here and hereafter than you will be if you disregard them. President Thomas S. Monson.
I love it when I listen to talks from the leaders of the church who have messages specifically for the youth like me. I feel the love of our Heavenly Father and the leaders of the church. These talks may be simple, yet they have a great impact on my soul. This way to safety, this way to home. I will always remember that from President Monson. Queen Cel Arroco O, 15, Philippines.
I have a friend who will soon be old enough to serve a mission. For the past few months, he has been talking about not going, and nothing anyone says has been able to change his mind. During conference, he was touched and now is talking about turning in his papers. I am grateful for conference and that it can have a large impact on those who truly listen to the messages. Emma W., 18, Washington, USA.
General Conference is for you. Continued. Learning from Conference. The Scriptures in General Conference. Speakers in General Conference taught us from the Scriptures. You can learn a lot by simply looking up the Scriptures they used. The following Scriptures were referred to most often. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 115, Verse 5. John chapter 13, Verse 35. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 11. Doctrine and Covenants, section 18, verse 10. Seminary Scripture Mastery Verse. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 28. Doctrine and Covenants, section 88, verse 118. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 37. Moses, chapter 1, verse 39, Seminary Scripture Mastery Verse. Here are some other scriptures that were referred to more than once. Psalm 127, verse 3. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 7. Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. John chapter 3, verse 16. John chapter 14, verse 18. Acts chapter 17, verse 27. Acts chapter 17, verse 29. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 9. James chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Nephi chapter 8, verse 12. 1 Nephi chapter 17, verse 45. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 26. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 23. 2 Nephi chapter 25, verse 26. Mosiah chapter 5, verse 2. Alma chapter 11, verse 43. Alma chapter 40, verse 11. Moroni chapter 10, verse 31. Doctrine and Covenants, section 14, verse 7. Seminary Scripture Mastery Verse. Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 23 and 24. Seminary Scripture Mastery Verse. Doctrine and Covenants, section 84, verse 88. Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 99. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 36. Seminary Scripture Mastery Verse. Doctrine and Covenants, section 121, verse 41. 13th Article of Faith. Hearing and doing. General Conference is always a good time for both hearing and doing. I invite you to consider the words spoken by the servants of God this weekend. Then, get on your knees. Ask God, our Heavenly Father, to enlighten your mind and touch your heart. Plead with God for guidance in your daily lives, in your church responsibilities, and in your specific challenges at this time. Follow the promptings of the Spirit. Do not delay. If you do all this, I promise that the Lord will not leave you to walk alone. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency. New Conference Cards. You can print additional conference cards online at lds.org/go/52D. You'll also find ideas for using them in your home or school or sharing them with friends. End of the section. General Conference is for you.